Good afternoon, and thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you?
Hi, Vicky. I was trying to figure out what this charge was on my credit card for Timer Remasterful Crest.
Okay, may I have your zip code so I can locate your account, ma'am? You've reached a third-party call center. We provide customer support for online vendors and merchants.
55436 is the zip code.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Judy Bowles, B-O-W-L-E-S.
Okay, hang on just a moment. You said, hang on just a minute. You said 55436 is your zip code, Ms. Bowles?
Yes.
Let me try your phone number. I don't see an account.
612-759-6946.
Thank you. There you go, Judith Bowles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And for security purposes on your account, Ms. Bowles, can you please verify your shipping address for me, ma'am?
6300 Red Fox Lane, Edina, Minnesota.
Thank you, ma'am. One moment. I'm waiting for your account to pull up. Okay, it looks like you were charged $6.70 back on November 16th for a tracker tag. Then they charged you, oh no, you ordered something else since then. Hang on. Okay, you ordered another one, looks like. Oh no, it was a neck massager. Oh, you have two accounts. That's what that is. But I see where you called in and had it canceled. Just a moment. You called in and had it canceled. On
yes, a few minutes ago, but I didn't know it was the same company.
Yes, because one is for the tracker tag. Yes, canceled out.
Okay, and then
one was for a tracker tag. One was for a neck massager. But on both instances, they charged that monthly membership to the Factory Direct Savings Store. But both accounts have been canceled out. There was one for the tracker tag, one for the neck massager. But whomever you spoke to previously canceled both accounts out.
Okay, yeah, that was just before you.
Okay.
To go through my account, I thought, what are those charges? So I won't have any more charges.
That's correct.
Okay.
Did she give you your cancellation number? They do offer a 35% refund on those charges.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if she did it. She didn't refund anything? Let me go back in your account just a moment.
I'm not sure. I could hardly understand her.
Oh. Hang on just a moment. Let me double check.
Thank you for speaking good English.
Yes, ma'am. You're very welcome. Okay, let me see. Let me check here and see if she... No, she didn't. So I'm going to go ahead and give you 35% back on that $49.97 and 35% back on that $56.95. Give me just a moment to calculate it, ma'am.
Okay.
And I'll let you know what it's going to be. 35%. Oh, I know. I have it right here. Okay. The first refund is, good Lord, it's going to be, the first refund is going to be $17.49. And that's going back to your Visa card ending 4939.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. And the second refund is going to be for the charge of, wait a minute, both of them. Okay, $56.95. So that's going to be an additional refund of $19.93. Give me just a moment to process them. I'm also going to send you, ma'am, a refund confirmation. You're going to receive actually two refund confirmation emails, one for the $19.93. Let me process that and make sure it goes through. And it did. Now I'm going to refund the $17.49. So your total refund amount, even though they're coming separately, are, hang on just a minute. There you go. I was going to say I might speak with good English. I was an English major, but I definitely didn't do well in math. So give me just a moment. Okay.
And they just give 35%? They don't give full refunds?
No, ma'am. But you know what? They will allow. Hang on. Just now you're going to make me do more math. Hang on. They actually, I can up it to 50%. That's the maximum. I just saw something on there where it said I can refund 50%. So give me just a minute. So right. Instead of, hang on. So one refund is going to be for $28.47. And the other one is going to be for $24.98.
Wow.
Hang on just a minute. Let me give you the difference between the first one. Let me see. I refunded $19.93. Hang on. Okay. So I owe you four. Let's see.
53.37.
In total, yeah, I'm trying to do the difference between the what I refunded because at first I just refunded 19.93, and I owe you for that one. I owe you. Wait a minute. Hang on. I'll do it. For that one, I owe you 28.47. So the difference being, hang on just a second, 28.47.
Hear my dog.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me see. Oh, I know how to do it. Here we go. 28.47 minus 19, boom, 93. I owe you $10.24 more on that one. So hang on, let me go back. 10.24. Okay. Now let me double check my math. He's mad, isn't he?
He's on our bed with his three balls. He's waiting for me to throw them.
Uh-oh. Okay, so let me
Rascal.
Let you.
Rascal. He's a rescue dog, and his
Aww.
Name is Rascal. And he came with that name.
Where'd you rescue him from?
Well, a group here in Minnesota go down with empty vans to Arkansas and Alabama and Missouri.
Oh,
and
really?
They bring back, yeah. And then they, we had put our other dog to sleep, and so we decided we'd go ahead and get one that was a little older.
Right.
A rescue dog. And so we've had him for 5 years, but his adoption paid. Say he's anywhere between 2 and 6. So we figure he's 10.
Okay. Okay. So I gave you a total refund on this one. Even if I went a little over, that would be my fault, but I definitely didn't go under. I'm just double checking to make sure you get all your money back, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so 10.24 plus 1993. Okay. So you're going to get a total refund of 30.17 for one, which is, I did go over a little bit. But my math isn't that great. And the other refund is going to be 27.49 and 30.17 is what I refunded.
Perfect.
Okay. And you should have the money back on your card, ma'am, within the next 3 to 5 business days. I sent you a refund confirmation email to judbwl@aol.com. You should have that money back on your Visa card ending 4939, Ms. Bowles, within the next 3 to 5 business days. So don't
Thank
count tomorrow.
You.
Start counting Monday as the first business day.
Okay. Okay, and where are you right now?
I'm in Alabama, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm in Minnesota, and I woke up to zero weather, minus 21 wind chill.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we're actually, it was 40 mile per hour wind gust, 41 degree weather, and the low tonight is 23.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Compared to where you at, I guess it does.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much. You have a good rest of your weekend.
You do the same, Ms. Bowles. Enjoy your weekend and stay safe. And thank you for calling customer support, ma'am.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.